This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV from Jerusalem. Five things you need to know for Wednesday, May 8th, 2024. I'm Derek Gilbert, topic number five today. As you might expect, all relating to Israel today, which is our whole purpose for being here. Anti-Semitism. President Biden gave a speech last night for Holocaust Remembrance Day, and he said all of the right things, basically affirming America's support of Israel, condemning the pro-Hamas protests on college campuses around the country, condemning the rise of anti-Semitism on college campuses and elsewhere, while at the same time affirming the right to free speech, but saying that this does not give students the right to start damaging property and so on. Again, saying the right things at the same time, while saying free speech is to be protected, it just seems to me that he is trying to thread the needle between affirming America's support for Israel and supporting those Jewish voters who tend to vote Democrat in American elections, while at the same time trying to make sure he hangs on to the Muslim vote in the key swing state of Michigan. And frankly, I just don't know that that is a tightrope that anyone is going to be able to walk. And that leads to topic number four, which is while he's saying one thing, his government, the Biden administration, withholding ammunition from Israel. This was first reported by Axios and then confirmed by the Pentagon. A U.S. shipment of bombs that was scheduled to be delivered to Israel last week was, in fact, held up by the State Department because of concerns over the imminent invasion of Rafah. Now, that has begun, as we told you yesterday, but this was something that the Biden administration was trying to pressure Israel into not doing. The president, even though he says we support Israel fully, the unspoken but, it's only as long as Israel does what the Biden administration and the radical left within the Democratic Party wants, which is leave Gaza, leave Hamas in power. That is essentially what is being unspoken here. Now, some Israeli commentators responded to this this news that just broke today that by saying that this just proves Israel needs to build up its own armaments industry so it's not dependent upon the United States for ammunition. Because if the United States controls that, well, then if that is cut off, it leaves Israel vulnerable to enemies that are quite literally on the country's borders. A spokesman for the IDF has tried to play this down and said that the disagreements have been resolved privately. The shipment is now on its way, and so there's no further problem. Again, behind the scenes, I suspect that harsher words were spoken. That leads us to topic number three, which is the deal that wasn't. Yesterday, we told you that on Sunday night, Hamas announced that they had accepted the ceasefire deal that had been proposed by Israel, the deal that American negotiators with Qatari and Egyptian mediators have been trying to put together between Israel and Hamas to pause the fighting, at least in the Gaza Strip. What Hamas wanted was something that Israel had already said it would not accept, and it was announced very quickly that Israel was saying, wait a minute, this is not what we proposed. And there are two very interesting details that have come out in the 24 hours since we spoke to you last. Number one is that Israel says the Biden administration knew about the changes that Hamas made in the agreement. In other words, Hamas is saying, we accept the ceasefire, but the terms that they said that they accepted is not what Israel proposed. Israel says the Biden administration knew about that those changes and did not inform Israel about them. Now, who's telling the truth here? Don't know. But if true, then the Biden administration did one of two things. Either it withheld the information deliberately, or secondly, the negotiators are so incompetent that they just didn't think it was important enough to pass on. I don't know which is true, but either way, it's disturbing. Now, the other interesting detail is this. As of today, the State Department, U.S. State Department, has said that Hamas did not, in fact, accept a ceasefire deal. Spokesman Matthew Miller said what they actually did was issue a counterproposal. Well, yeah, that's what happens when you change the terms of a deal that's been proposed to you. That is a counteroffer that is not actually accepting the deal. But when you examine the Hamas document closely, translating the Arabic from their statement, you show that what they did was issue a carefully worded and constructed counteroffer that would accomplish exactly what Hamas wants. In other words, guarantee that Hamas survives this war and retains control over the Gaza Strip. Furthermore, under the terms it set out, Hamas expects to survive, expects to rearm itself and reassert its control over Gaza, while at the same time, if it convinces Israel to give up hundreds of terrorist prisoners currently being held in Israeli prisons, it would humiliate the Palestinian Authority, its rivals for control over Palestinian Arabs, by showing that Hamas could get the release of these prisoners where the Palestinian Authority could not. In other words, Hamas thinks it has an opportunity here with the Israeli hostages, the 132 that have not yet returned home, to negotiate itself into a position where it drives the Palestinian Authority and Fatah out of power in Judea and Samaria, what the world calls the West Bank. Now, there is no way that any rational Israeli politician or just average citizen would accept this kind of a deal. But sadly, in Israel, we are learning in just a couple of days we've been here that Netanyahu derangement syndrome is just as much a real thing as Trump derangement syndrome in the United States. In other words, there are some Israeli left-wingers who would happily sell out the country if it meant that Benjamin Netanyahu loses office. Sad to say, but that is the assessment of people that we trust on the ground here in Israel. Topic number two, Rafah. We talked about the imminent invasion of Rafah. We told you yesterday that it had begun. The IDF has confirmed that it now controls the border crossing. This is a significant development. This is the border crossing between the southern Gaza Strip and Egypt. And this is important because it significantly degrades Hamas's ability to smuggle people and weapons from the Sinai into Gaza. And that's what they've been using it for. This is why the IDF made this a strategic goal in this invasion of Rafah, to seize the border crossing. Because Hamas, throughout this war, which is now over 230 days, has been playing for time. 214 days, I'm sorry, because we just passed the seven-month mark. Hamas has been playing for time, trying to let world pressure on Israel build to the point that Israel finally gives in and gives up the goals that Hamas wants to achieve: surviving the war, release of the prisoners, humiliating the Palestinian Authority, and emerging in control not just of Gaza, but of Judea and Samaria as well. Seizing the crossing turns the tables. It cuts off this illicit supply of arms and men across the border from Sinai into Gaza. Also, by evacuating the eastern part of Rafah, some 100,000 Arab citizens moved out of that area to a humanitarian zone. Hamas lost a lot of its human shields. The citizens, the civilian deaths in Gaza, Hamas uses them to its advantage, to raise world pressure on Israel. See these innocents that are being killed by the Israelis. By moving them out of the way before continuing this operation and seizing the border crossing, the pressure is now on Hamas and the four remaining battalions out of the 19 that it started with. That is what Israel's goal is. And I will say this, as Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the nation for Holocaust Remembrance Day, he made a point of saying that with or without the support of the rest of the world, read the United States of America, Israel and the government, the war cabinet, is committed to finishing the job and destroying Hamas, eliminating its ability to inflict harm on Israel ever again. Coming up, building bridges in Israel. That's how we spent our day. Tell you about that next on 5 and 10.
We want to make sure that you know how you can get your copies of both of these new works in the Nearing Midnight and Hereafter exclusive offer. This amazing offer includes Nearing Midnight as it was in the days of Lot by the legendary Terry James, that explores in detail through the prism of God's Word the potential for nuclear war to break out at any moment. How the entire world is facing the imminency of a dictatorial digital monetary system. Why Mother Earth worship in the form of climate change insanity is being forced upon humanity. how the entities of Ephesians 6:12 will establish control through a new world order, and the blessed hope believers have in the return of the Messiah. Also included in this special offer is Jonathan Brentner's Hereafter, It's Far Better Than You Can Imagine. This beautifully written new masterpiece will forever change the way that you view the afterlife. You will experience the anticipation of the jubilant reunion and celebrations in heaven that believers will partake in after this current life. Broaden your understanding of heaven and the start of eternity. You'll also learn the answers to difficult questions like, how will we experience and perceive time once in heaven? What will our emotions be like? What will our heavenly bodies be like? Will we have supernatural powers? And so much more. But we're just getting started. Also included is Jonathan Brentner's best-selling book, Triumph of the Redeemed. In this fascinating work, Jonathan helps you grasp onto the eternal perspective during life's perilous circumstances, the new earth, and so much more. This incredible offer also includes The Coming Judgments on DVD, where Terry James and Pete Garcia delve into great detail on the seal, trumpets, and bowl judgments listed in the book of Revelation. Also included is Jonathan Brentner's presentation entitled Hope in the Rapture. You'll be shocked when you find out why the Thessalonians were grief-stricken regarding the rapture upon receiving the Apostle Paul's first letter, and how you can be free from this very same trap. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of nearly $90. Yours now for your donation of only $45, which includes free shipping to all U.S. orders. So don't delay. You can scan the QR code on your screen right now using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this exclusive offer. You can also visit us at SkyWatchTVStore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Nearing Midnight and Hereafter exclusive offer right now.
Item number one today, building bridges. It's one of the reasons we came to Israel, Sharon and me, leading this solidarity mission, the arm-in-arm solidarity mission with our friends at Lipkin Tours. And today we did things you wouldn't normally associate with a tour of Israel, but again, that's why we came here. We began the morning with a visit to a hospital in Tel Aviv where soldiers who've been injured in this war are recuperating. They are regaining their lives. And this means different things to different young men and women, regaining the loss of limbs, learning how to live without pieces of themselves that have been lost in Gaza or in the north to Hezbollah rockets. We met one of the young ladies who had been returned. She was taken hostage from the Supernova Music Festival at Re'im in the Negev, returned after 50 days, still dealing with the trauma and the injuries suffered on October 7th. Every single one of them, and their family members who we met and talked with while we were there, grateful that Christians from around the world were willing to travel just to say hello, give them a chocolate bar or something, just to say, we understand as best we can, looking in from outside, what is happening here, and we support you. We traveled from there to the Hostage Square in Tel Aviv with the ongoing display, the Passover table, the Shabbat table set for the missing Israelis who are still held in captivity, presumably in Gaza. And from there, we spent after lunch with a ministry in Tel Aviv, or here in Jerusalem rather, called Bridges for Peace. This is a Christian ministry with which our friend Aaron and Eddie Lipkin have become friends. They do missions work, essentially, for the people of Israel, putting together care packages of food for people who have just made Aliyah and who don't have anything but the clothes on their back. Holocaust survivors who may not have any surviving family members, making food deliveries to these people, taking on projects and other sorts of service that we as Christians can show to our Jewish brothers and sisters to build bridges, because quite frankly, over the last 1800 years especially, the enemy, by which I mean principalities and powers, have driven a wedge between Christians and Jews to create a lingering distrust of one another that was never intended to be there. We've been grafted into that olive tree that is Israel. Israel is still the root. We are the branches. And the enemy would love nothing more than for have us, the branches, sawing ourselves off from the root and cutting ourselves off from the root. And all too often, that is what we see among Christian communities around the world. So that was a very powerful experience today. Tomorrow, we will be heading to the south, to the Negev, to see the communities attacked on October 7th, Sderot, Re'im. We will visit the site of the Nova Music Festival, and I imagine tomorrow will be a very emotional day, as today was. This week on Skywatch TV, we talk about what to expect in the hereafter. In fact, that is the name of the new book by Jonathan Brentner. Hereafter, he and Terry James, author of the new book Nearing Midnight, are guests on the main Skywatch TV program this week. You can watch it right now at our website, skywatchtv.com. You can catch it at our app. And the free mobile app is, of course, probably the best place to get it, because it bypasses the gatekeepers of big tech. Other places as well, just go to the website, skywatchtv.com. All the various ways you can catch all of our programming right there at the website. But, of course, the free mobile app brings it right into your mobile device and guarantees that we and you will never be cut off from one another. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert in Jerusalem for Skywatch TV.